Listen and Live Audio presents Blood, Stories of Life and Death from the Civil War, with contributions by General George E. Pickett, Stephen Crane, Sarah Morgan Dawson, Thomas Wentworth Higginson, General William Tecumseh Sherman, Adeline Gray, George T. Stevens, Abraham Lincoln, Walt Whitman, Lieutenant Colonel W.W. Blackford, John McElroy, and Ulysses S. Grant. Edited by Peter Kadzis. Adrenaline series edited by Clint Willis and read by Colleen Delaney, Grover Gardner, Christopher Graybill, Dolores King Williams, and Barrett Whitener.
Introduction. I must have been 9 years old when I first came across the small stand of Union graves that rest on a rise in Cedar Grove Cemetery, a pocket of refined 19th-century sensibility, fresh lawns, sturdy shade trees, winding paths, a gentle rolling terrain, which lies on the tidal basin of the Neponset River, marking one of Boston's southerly borders. By the time I discovered the graves, the Civil War had been over for almost 100 years. Like most boys that age who took an interest in battles and soldiers and generals, I imagined in storybook terms the events I loved to read about. There were heroes, Lee the noble adversary, mysteries, Grant the enigma, controversies, Sherman's march to the sea, selfless heroism, Pickett's charge, all imagined and reimagined with cinematic intensity. My view of the war began to change that day, although I doubt I realized it as I walked among the 41 graves. I recognized none of the names. Isaac Bowen, C.H. Richardson, Robert Adams, Lieutenant G.B. Smith, Sergeant F.T. Prince. But that only made the experience a bit chilling, thus more potent. These were real men, with real lives. They died real deaths. Their simple white headstones, 18 inches high, 1 foot wide, spaced not quite 2 feet apart, stood in stark contrast to the classically inspired faux mausoleums and bulky obelisks which marked so many of the civilian graves. These dead were clearly...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?